Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Sectional semifinal Friday for the girls of North and Edgewood tonight. Let's start in 4A this evening at Mooresville. Kylie Jarrett's Cougars play the Pioneers, who's beaten them twice this year. It's that time of year where defense wins championships, and hopefully that and rebounding will be key tonight.
That's been our focus in practice this week, preparing the last 2 days, is if we can't stop them on the offensive end, it's going to make for an interesting game. So definitely our defense needs to be on point. We need to lock into the scout.
Their defense, you look at the problems they've caused you from scoring points. What makes their defense so doggone good?
They just pressure all over the floor, and they put offenses on their heels, and they don't allow you to catch the ball where you can be in a scoring position. And then when you get the ball down low and you think you have an opportunity to score a layup, they really converge in on your post players, and so they're coached really well.
That's Kylie Jarrett. They're 19-4, Mooresville, and an interesting sidelight. They're coached by 26-year veteran Mark Hurt, whose brother is longtime Cougar baseball coach Richard Hurt. Our next report, 3A tonight for Edgewood. Gary Sims talks about the Owen Valley matchup. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com. Joe Knows Sports. It's Joe Smith Reports on WGCL.
Well, like Bloomington North tonight, Gary Sims' Edgewood Mustangs on a sectional semifinal Friday have to knock off not only its natural rival in Owen Valley, but do it for a second time inside Patriot Hall in Spencer, tipping tonight at 6 o'clock.
The defense is playing better, more together. We got our rotations figured out a little bit, so that's a, you know, this is the right time to be doing that. We got it. We can't foul them. You know, they're just gonna put the ball on the floor and try to attack and draw fouls, so we got to keep them off the foul line. That kept them in the game in the first half when we played them the first time, is they had 17 points and 10 of them from the foul line, and not let them get open three balls. And then again, you know, just kind of make sure we don't get good looks at the basket.
Gary Sims and the Edgewood Lady Mustangs, 14-9. They beat Owen Valley by 14 on January the 12th. Kylie Jarrett's North Cougars will try to stop the bleeding against Mooresville tonight in the opener there. Mooresville's beaten them twice already. North on a 10-game winning streak. Cougs win tonight. It'll be their 20th victory of the year and puts them in the championship game Saturday night at 7:30. Bob Lovell with all the scores on semifinal Friday at 9:30 tonight. I'm Joe Smith.
Hear Joe weekdays on Bloomington's Voice, 98.7 and AM 1370 WGCL, and anytime on WGCLradio.com.